Between Generations in South Africa. New fights, new voices. Creating a dialogue between generations. Page 37.
So what kind of impact do you think it'll have on those it's intended for, particularly the authorities?
Ooh. We're hoping that it's going to make people start to listen to young people, because I think that's the biggest issue that young people are dealing with right now is the older generation doesn't want to listen to us. And because, you know, we were born in a democratic South Africa and a free South Africa, there's this perception that we have nothing to fight for, whereas actually it's a lot more difficult now because there's not one single enemy. There's a lot of issues that we're dealing with as young people. And I'm hoping that I would like to urge political bodies to come and watch the show and to see what it is that young people are going through and have gone through. Okay. And for young people as well to come and watch it and engage in the dialogues that we're trying to start.
Yeah,
and that we have started.
And I get a feeling that it's an absolute must-see. So given the state of tertiary institutions in our country, what sort of dialogue do you think this will spark?
I think this will particularly spark a dialogue about how we approach education, and this not just in the sense of tuition fees and not being able to afford tuition fees, but also the curriculum that we are teaching in our institutions, what we're learning. So a lot of the issues that we discuss is about decolonization and how a lot of history and, for example, we studied drama, but the basis of our drama was European.
Okay.
Whereas, in fact, in Africa, we've had drama and theater since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. It's in our oral traditions. It's in our history. Okay. But we don't necessarily get taught that. So a lot of the idea around decolonization is to have students learn more Afrocentric ideologies rather than Western ideologies.